Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Do you have any injuries that just nag you and have just sat around forever?
Yes.
What?
My right knee.
What was that injury from?
When I ran a marathon when I was 21.
Oh, it's still holding on for that long, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty. I shouldn't have. No. I was popping Motrin the entire run, and it was bad. I water jogged like the last.
Interesting.
Like a month or so of training.
Oh, you trained water
I trained
jogging.
In the water. You put on this little like thing you sit in and you just move your legs like you're running. And as long as you do that, the distance you're supposed to go, when you take it to land, you'll be, your muscles will be ready. Like it'll be like you ran. So I did that, but my knee still gave out on me through the run. And yeah, my mom met me like every few miles. She was all around Austin at different stops with my boyfriend at the time. And they would hand me pills and I would pop them.
Would you look at them first or just take whatever they gave?
Yeah, what were the pills?
Like ibuprofen or Motrin.
Yeah. Molly. Amy's like, oh, everything's so pretty.
Right, but no, my knee still bothers me from then, especially if it's going to rain.
My shoulder is killing me. I heard it the first episode when I fell of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I work out. I can get about 2 workouts in before it just drops from the week. And if I sleep hard, it hurts. Because I'm just like, out, right? So I woke up this morning, it's just killing. I guess I'll never be healed of it completely, right? Like, it's just there. The injury just probably going to be there. I've tried to rehab it, MRIs, nothing. Good thing it's my right shoulder, though. I don't have to put a wedding ring on it.
What? Which
finger?
Which finger do you put the wedding ring on?
Left.
Left.
Left
but
ring
I'm
finger.
Left-handed, though, so do I still put it on my left hand?
Yes.
No. I'm not
nothing
going
to. Do with
I'm declaring now it will not go on my left hand. Because if I got a pitch, I'm not having my ring on in case it flies off.
Okay, you can take it off if you're going to pitch. And put it in your pocket.
Well, Raymondo, were you telling me the story about your buddy in the wedding ring? He had to jump in the, like, chase his wedding band?
Yeah, so it wasn't my buddy. I was at the marina right where the slip, where all the boats park, and there was a bachelor party. And apparently, I guess guys can either wear the ring before the wedding. Some do, some don't. Well, this guy was wearing his ring before his wedding. He was on his bachelor party. He lost it in the marina. It's all this dirty ass water. It's
whoa,
all murky. And
he's fucking blue today, folks.
He just doesn't care today.
Go ahead.
And so they had a net. One of the dudes was actually in the water trying to get this. You're not finding anything in water in the
what
marina
kind of
area.
Was it?
You can't even see into it.
It was, well, how would you describe
dirty
it?
Dirty A.
Okay, no. Okay. Now he changes it.
And so, but they were in there trying to find it. Guys are coming up. They have seaweed all over themselves. And I was thinking, how much do guys really pay for a ring to
or
care
about
that?
It? Right.
Well, you care about the sentimental
you
value.
You care about the idea of it. Because a guy.
Because she's going to care.
Really? Okay, I'm going to ask now.
Uh-huh.
If your husband lost his ring, would you care?
He has. And that's why we got his at James Avery for $45.
But did you care?
No, I didn't. But there are some girls that will. But he told me from the beginning, because he's a pilot and he was in the Air Force at the time, and he would have to take it off a lot. And he was like, I don't want anything expensive, because if I lose it, I don't want it to be a big deal.
Or if I choose not to wear it in my secret life.
Oh, shut up.
Right.
No, no.
Then you lose it.
True.
Then you just leave it at her house.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Or you can know that you just spend whatever, $40-$50 on a ring, and then you don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, I think for dudes, Lunchbox, if you lost your ring,
I've left it places. No, I don't think she would care, because I don't wear it 99% of the time anyway.
You don't?
No, I told her going in, she knew I never wore jewelry, never wore anything. And so my dad never wore it, and she was just like,
oh.
She understood. Like, when I go to a nice, like, if we're getting dressed up to go to a wedding, I'll put it on, you know, like a special event, but everyday life, I don't usually wear it.
What about your no fear chain? You don't wear that anymore?
No fear chain.
Yeah, no fear. Is it no fear?
No fear shirts were awesome back in the day, but I never had a chain.
Have we ever talked about this? That he doesn't wear a wedding ring?
Yeah, he's not wearing one now.
I know he's not, but in all these years, have we never talked about it?
It's like that all the time. I look at his ring and I'm like, dude, you don't have your ring on.
I get that now I'm noticing that, but I guess I never was putting it together, and he's never said that that was like part of the thing, like before they got married. Like, hey, FYI, I'm not going to wear this. Learn something new every day.
I always admire guys who can wear a lot of rings.
Oh, like Florida
like
Georgia
how
Line?
Many?
Or Brantley. Or yeah. Just rings. Just like, it's just a.
And play guitar with
it's
them.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not a jewelry guy. I tried for a while to wear a necklace.
Oh, yeah. You stopped that, didn't you?
It just, not that I felt super douchey. It just was, I'd forget to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nobody noticed. Nobody went, you're less cool today because you're not wearing it. I was like, maybe I'm just cool all the time. I still have it. What'd you think about that look when I was wearing a necklace? A chain.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Very Josh. Ryan Hurd-ish.
That's why I started wearing it.
Which is awesome, obviously.
Morgan, number two, I saw you say that a guy came up to you in a bar. He took his wedding ring off and then came up and tried to make his move.
Yeah, he was right next to me. And I just happened to see out of the corner of my eye that he pulled off his wedding ring and put it in his pocket. And then immediately after that, tried to hit on me.
And what does a guy hit on you say that has taken his wedding ring off?
Well, it started off with saying that he really liked my shirt. And then at that point, I didn't even respond. I just looked at him, and I turned around.
Was your shirt cool, though?
Yeah,
it was not anything different.
Maybe he really did like your shirt.
No.
Maybe his ring was, like, bothering his finger, and he took it off and then happened to like your shirt.
Right.
A perfect situation, and then you hated on him.
You're judging him.
No.
Yeah, maybe he's a fashion designer.
No. Maybe he wanted you to be a model.
Good point.
No, none of those things. He was definitely out with his buddies looking to hang out with some girls. And
or he had a bet with his friends, like, hey, even though I'm married, I still got game. Watch this. And he takes off the ring, and it's a bet between him and the guys. He's not really going to go home with you, but he's just trying to.
Still, though, it's a way.
Yeah.
Even that doesn't really separate from you being like, ugh.
Yeah, because she doesn't know what it is.
Yeah.
If you're taking off your wedding ring for any reason and you see him do that, that's kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you say to me at that point.
Or maybe girls like that. Some girls would like dating a married guy. Because you get all of that except the actual crappy part of being together. There are girls that like dating married guys. I only date married guys.
Yeah, there's no commitment.
Not for you?
No, definitely not for me. I don't have any friends that are like that either. So.
How's that going for you, by the way? How's dating?
I've went on like 3 dates with this guy. With a recent
the guy who took
guy?
His ring off? That's cool. I'm not glad you got past
guy.
That.
This guy.
So you changed your mind.
Yeah, good guy. No, not that guy.
Oh, okay.
I dodged that bullet.
So you've been on 3 dates with a dude? Mm. What kind of job does he have?
He's a dentist.
Ooh.
Wait, what's his name?
Is his name Crentist?
Hold on.
I'll tell you later. I won't say right here.
Well, my dentist is really cute.
Is it Amy's dentist?
I don't think so.
Guys, we live in a big
city.
Does
he have a dog?
Crentist the dentist?
Yeah, but how
he
many
does
dentists?
Have a dog.
Oh, my gosh.
How many dentists do you know that are like, I could see Morgan dating?
That's a good job, the dentist. I guess nobody watches The Office, huh, and doesn't get the Crentist the dentist? Mm-mm. Hey, want to
like
have
a big
references
dog?
Nobody else gets.
A bigger dog, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well,
do you think it's the same guy? What's the first letter of his name?
J?
Nope. Okay. Not the same way.
All right.
Oh, man.
Did he give you
There's
his real
two
name?
Two dentists with a big dog in Nashville.
Do you think he's judging, like, your mouth and stuff?
Oh, that would be awkward.
Well, I mean, obviously he likes it. We've gone on 3 dates,
wow.
So I'm...
Wait. So how did you all met on, like, the appointment?
Yeah, how'd you meet?
Yeah, we met on Bumble.
Oh, I thought you were on the dentist chair.
Oh, no. That'd have been great.
Oh.
No,
he's,
we met
he's
on Bumble.
In. He's all the way in. He's like, oh, I really like this cap.
Oh, that's a nice, let me see your face.
Wow. And where does a dentist, like a rich dentist, take you for dinner?
We've gone to drinks was the first date. We did Rose Pepper, which is my favorite Mexican place in town, for the second one. And
does
then-
he pick you up?
This last third one he did. The first two, I didn't want him to.
It's a good thing to talk about. You always got to decide if you're going to pick someone now, because people can Uber if it's a first date. It's easy to get there. It's a little less pressure if you're picking them up. You know, it's not 1984 anymore. I do pick most first dates up unless we're like, it's a weird thing, huh?
Yeah, and I almost never have a first date pick me up, ever.
Interesting. When did that turn creepy?
Not creepy, just...
It's like a safety thing, right?
Yeah, and when Uber kind of existed and everybody was using it, it was just like, hey, I'll meet you there. Let's do this. We'll meet here. That happens with me sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And more online dating where you're not...
Yeah,
you're,
sure
you're meeting somebody that you've never met before, so how do you know you can trust them? Whereas dating, even if it was a blind date, it was like set up by a mutual friend that you could trust and, you know...
What celebrity does he look most like?
I'd have to think about that. I don't
know.
We'll give you a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere.
We'll just pull up a picture. We'll tell you.
Yeah, show us him. And you met him on Bumble. What's an opening good Bumble line?
I don't even know how he started messaging. Well, on Bumble, the girl has to message first.
Okay.
And I think I just said, like, hi, how's it going? I didn't really even do anything.
Girls don't have to try. They're just like...
Oh, did you
tell
your...
stop it.
Did you tell your dentist joke? I have one you could use on him. He'll probably like it.
I got
it.
A celebrity.
No, I need a dentist.
Okay. Who does he look like?
Say,
you know who Jeremy Renner is?
Yeah.
That's first that popped in my head.
You literally saw all of my matches. That wasn't the one I didn't have.
Never mind. Let me go back.
Oh.
You might as well let him see at this point.
Yeah. He won't tell anyone.
Hey, that was a flex. All my matches...
Oh, yeah. She flex,
that's a flex right there. Love it. Love it. Low key flex like from Morgan number two.
I don't know.
What does he look like, Lunch?
I mean, she has
he looks like me. He's hot. What if he had... Never mind.
What?
What? Go ahead. Are you going to ask?
Go ahead. I want to see what's up.
Thank you.
Just don't show it to the
I'm not going to show anybody.
I can't see. The cameras on can't it. See anything.
All right, Lunchbox is coming with the verdict.
Okay, that guy that just got engaged to Scarlett Johansson, Colin Jost.
Oh, yeah.
Joust, that's what
good
he looks
looking,
like.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he looks like.
Mike, do you got a picture of Colin Jost?
Well,
that
can you show me?
That picture you showed me where he's with that girl, yes.
Mike, do you throw it up on my screen? Just kidding.
Why are you guys hating?
I'm not hating. Okay. I'm jealous.
Okay.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. So, Morgan, number
I
two,
don't know if he
what you need to say is if he says, hey, what time do you want me to pick you up? Be like at 2:30.
2:30.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you've been holding on to that joke. I was like.
Yeah, it's a dinner joke.
So is he a fan of the show?
Good question.
You gotta ask, right?
Yeah.
A lot of his hygienists are, but he actually doesn't listen to the show.
He probably does now, though.
Yes.
Yeah. If anyone ever tells you, if you guys ever divorcing or dated again.
Thanks, Bob. I'm listening to all
ears. Give you guys advice here.
Yeah.
If it's fine, and hopefully maybe they don't listen, or maybe they do. Like, you know, whatever. That part doesn't matter. But if you're ever with them for a couple dates and they're like, no, I still don't listen, they're lying. Because think about you. You would, if you went on a date with somebody,
and
you would
you're
start,
trying to learn about
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you would start listening. It's not a psycho thing, but right. If they're like, no, I still don't listen, I haven't. Then they're lying.
Wow.
So he tells the truth.
Yes.
If I need to get some work done,
yeah.
You take care of me?
Yeah. I mean, from what I've done my research on, he's a pretty solid dentist. So
is it the guy that lives on works on Music Row? Avery?
No.
Oh, the one you can look in the windows?
Yeah. He's like, does all the stars?
No.
Where do you go to college? You don't have to say that. All right, listen.
Well, I will say he is a huge Razorbacks fan.
So he's from him. Arkansas?
Is that why you're with him?
No.
He's as close.
Does he wear dark glasses?
He's as close as he can be to Bobby.
What is that?
Oh my God.
That's like.
is he from Arkansas?
He's from. I'm not going to say this right, but the border of Texas and Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
Texarkana?
Yeah.
Texarkana.
Yeah.
Texas side or Arkansas side?
Probably Arkansas.
The Texas
Razorback,
side.
Right?
See, Eddie?
Oh, he's on the Whataburger side. Nice.
Yeah, Eddie. Oh, good. And you guys going out again this weekend?
Probably next week, yeah.
You gonna make him wait a week?
He's going out of town this weekend.
Dennis
he didn't
convention?
Invite you?
Dennis convention. No, gotta watch out for those. Heard crazy stories about dentist conventions.
Well, and a dentist on Bumble. Is he in his? I just wonder what a dentist puts on his Bumble picture. Is he in a white coat? And
did you say his age already?
Uh-oh.
Give us a window.
Because I mean, I don't picture a lot of dentists on Bumble, but
that's what was my question.
Yeah,
like, is he like
age.
Holding a big tooth above?
But
his
he could be a young dentist.
That's
just
what I mean.
Graduated.
He's early 30s. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't know if there's such thing as a young dentist. Don't you have to be like 30 when you get
no,
out?
No, my dentist, that's what I'm telling you. My dentist is young. Like, I've wanted to set him up with a couple of my friends, but it just
I'm single.
Hasn't worked out.
I'm up for anything at this point. Hook me up with that dentist.
Honestly, I don't know if he likes guys or girls. Oh, I don't know.
Who? Bobby?
Yeah.
My dentist.
Yeah, Bobby. That's a good question.
At this point, you know what? Who cares?
Yeah.
Both.
Because he's like one of those very pretty people. I don't know.
Thank you. What about your dentist,
who,
though?
Bobby?
Both of y'all.
Okay, we're going to get into today's show. We feel good about today's show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one, huh? I just got a note from our boss, and I hit him. I was like, hey, the vibe of this show is a bit different because I'm not running a board. I'm a little looser. I'm not so dialed into seconds and times because I was in control of all that. Now Raymundo pushes the buttons and stuff, and I'm like, hey, like, hit me up with a rollout on, I don't ever, let's not be honest, I don't ever look at ratings. At this point, we get 150 cities. If I looked at every rating, I'd go nuts, right? So I don't ever look at ratings. But they send me, like, roll-ups, and we've been killing it. And he goes, your numbers are out of sight. The new thing comes out at noon, and then it's, like, on and on. Like, it's going really wonderfully. So first, thanks to our listeners, because our past, like, 4 or 5 months, we've just been crushing it. But the show feels different to me since we have a new studio because I'm just not doing the same things. I don't come in. When I walk in this room, I walk in with nothing. No backpack. I don't walk behind buttons. I don't put headphones. I just walk in. What do I do every day? I'm here.
I'm here. And then we go, there he is.
I'm like, yeah. I can't see. I was doing this. It's very visual.
Yeah.
I think this is radio. I'm like, how's my favorite branch?
Okay. No.
What is that from?
The Office. I'm just going to make Office references that nobody gets, only me. And then I'm going to laugh. Like, the four people that get it are all going to laugh together. So thank you all. Just been a fantastic run here. That's all for now. Eddie and I will be in San Antonio tomorrow. Austin, yes, on Saturday night. Amy will be in Austin tomorrow night.
Saturday night. Yeah, I'll be in Austin, but I'll be with y'all Saturday night.
And where's the party so everyone can go, Amy?
Yeah, okay.
Dude, let's go to the party and just get bunned up.
Yes. I wish that y'all could come, but y'all are going to be in
You got brew dogs there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there will be some
brew dogs.
Beers.
There's some brewskis for the adults.
Yeah.
You having a keg?
No.
You had a margarita machine.
What about a kid keg? How would you feel about kid kegs? Like, we make kid kegs full of juice.
And they do keg stands.
And we do kid kegs. What a great idea.
I'm in.
I just came up with that idea. Kid kegs.
Kid kegs.
I don't know.
I'll do research. I'll get back to you.
Kids kegs.
And they're kegs of like fruit juice or like, they're kegs of just drinks at kid, chocolate milk.
We do trash can punch too.
Kid kegs, but then you have secondary things. But you got to make sure I think there's something to kid kegs.
Okay.
Because you know what would happen is it would get a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
If I created kid kegs.
Oh, they'd be so controversial.
Yeah, and then people
especially
would buy them.
When you advertise kids doing,
because a keg is only a size of something,
and it's not a product that's on the market. When you Google kid kegs, you get. Did you mean kid legs? No, I did not.
Oh, so it's wide open. Yeah. Yeah, click on that.
Why are you trying to buy those?
don't click.
Oh wow, here's interesting.
All right, here's Thursday show. Thank you guys, and away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. We got a pretty good one here for you today, not gonna lie. Amy, you good?
Yep, doing good. You?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of getting in the groove.
Yeah.
This is the dirtiest thing. Oh, by the way, morning studio.
Morning.
I just come in, I have all these news stories. I'm fired out of a cannon. I'm ready to go. Sorry. This is the dirtiest thing in your purse or wallet. What do you think it is? Raymundo, give me a little game music, please, if you don't mind. What do you think is the dirtiest thing in your purse or wallet? Go ahead.
Your credit cards.
Lunchbox?
Your driver's license.
Oh.
Eddie, our video producer?
Money, money, money.
Ooh,
oh,
cash,
yeah, cash
money.
Everybody touches you.
A new study reveals the filthiest thing in your bag or your credit card. It's credit card. Yeah.
Your wallet.
Got a little ahead of myself there.
Oh, man.
The research finds that the plastic cards are even germier than a door handle at McDonald's, cash, or a New York City subway pole. I tell you, I get on these poles, like on the Atlanta airport. You get on these trains. A lot of the airports have trains. You got to take different terminals. I don't touch them. I use the inside of my elbow, and I grab the pole, or I'll just brace myself and not touch anything.
Oh, yeah.
And spread my legs.
Hold your core tight.
And I'm like, I ain't touching anything in there.
I do the same thing, and then I fall over, and I'm like, I'm an idiot, and I just grab the pole.
The study gives credit and debit cards a germ score of 285. Cash is at 160. Coins is at 136. For reference, a public bathroom is at about 165, so a little more than cash.
What?
But way less than credit cards.
Cards are that much higher? Mm-hmm. Man, does stuff just stick to plastic better than paper or what? Because you would think money would be dirtier.
Not sure.
I'm not a scientist.
I just know that I wash my credit card about once a month.
Smart. Now I'm
That's
not.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no.
I've never washed my credit card.
These things down.
Yeah, you could actually just take a sanitizer and wipe it down. Mm-hmm. What I'll do at the house, I'll put it under the water and clean it. Because everybody touches it all the time.
Yeah.
More so, you're just keeping your own hands now than you used to. You could do our own swipe. But yeah, I saw that this morning. Wanted to wake everybody up with some positive news.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, so I got a couple things. First thing is, I go home yesterday. I forgot to mention this earlier. And I'm packing because I'm going to spend the next few days in Texas. Eddie and I play San Antonio and Austin. We do our comedy and music show, The Raging Idiots. And I go home, and I'm packing my suitcase, and I never carry anything more than a carry-on, ever. I don't take bags to the check. If I'm there for 2 weeks, I'm just going to wear the same clothes for 3 days. I do not pack bags. So I got it all crammed into this carry-on. 95% of my bag, except for maybe a pair of shoes. And my dog is just chilling. He's beside me. And all of a sudden, he hops up. and pees, right?
No,
in
he
my
doesn't.
Suitcase.
Oh. No, he doesn't.
Oh my! And he doesn't pee in the house. He's maybe, again, he's a little over 3 months old. Maybe peed in the house three times ever from the first time I got him. Like, he's been potty trained pretty quickly.
He's kind of like, oh, look, a toilet.
Or was he like, don't go, I already miss you so.
Are they that deep?
I don't think he knows that. He doesn't know that yet.
He already misses me?
No.
Oh. Well, he peed, and I saw him get into that, because he doesn't lift his leg yet. He doesn't have any testes yet. And so he starts to bend both legs and hunch down, and I'm like, no! And I couldn't get there. Peed on the clothes, peed on the suitcase.
Did you wash everything?
Well, no. I just put it all on right then and walked around the house.
Sure.
No. I took it out. I'm going to send the pee clothes to the cleaners. They're not going to come out with just normal washing. Not to my...
Wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah. When you have kids, you'll get over that.
I will.
Okay.
But then he peed all in the suitcase and it wouldn't clean. I scrubbed it, so I had to cut the lining out of the suitcase. Because who cares about lining anyway?
Okay.
I don't care. Yeah, okay. And I scrubbed it. I'm going to leave it at home, take a different suitcase, and then come back and scrub it again and see where we stand.
Okay. I bet you end up ordering a new suitcase. It's fine.
Oh, I have two to carry on, so I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the dog peed right in my suitcase. Couldn't believe it.
No, I can't believe it either.
He's
especially
a puppy,
if
though.
He's been potty trained.
I do got to give him a shout out. He was potty trained quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He is sleeping about 6.5 to 7 hours a night now. I still have my dog night nurse coming to let him out. Instead of 1 a.m., she comes at like 11:45.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing all right. I put a picture of him up yesterday on my Instagram. He is almost 16 pounds now.
That's crazy.
So cute.
He is growing like a weed. He's a bulldog, and his skin is like reproducing. He's got so much extra skin. His paws are so big. One of his paws has got white nails. The other one has black nails. You'll see it in the picture on my Instagram. And he's doing all right. He definitely looks grumpy all the time, though.
Yeah.
His face is built grumpy. You know how your face is built pleasant, and everybody's like, look at Amy. She's so nice and sweet all
okay,
the time.
Okay, that's not true.
It's the opposite with my dog.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the cutest face ever. Man, you got the dog lottery.
I got the dog lottery?
Well,
you won the dog lottery.
Whatever it is. I don't know the saying. Yeah. Whatever it is. He's the perfect match for you. I'm so excited.
Not yet. He still chews. His chewing is down about 35%. Still a lot of chewing.
Yeah.
And annoying. Like, he'll just jump up. The other day, I'm laying, and I don't have a shirt on, and we're laying on the couch, and he opens his mouth and just goes right into the side, you know, kind of this love handle part of your body?
Yeah.
And just takes it. Boom, and just puts his mouth on it and just starts chewing hard, and his jaws are getting strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ah! And I like, am like swiping at him with my hand, like trying to pop any, just knock him off of me.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a shark attack.
And he won't let go. He's like holding on. He thinks I'm a chew toy.
Get cool sculpting.
Yes. Shout out Ideal Image. See how we do our, see, that's why you should always be a part of our show. If we find a way to bring you in, we will.
We will.
So that's the second part of the dog update. I do want to take a call from Emily in Pennsylvania, who's patiently been waiting to talk to us. Hi, Emily. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Real good. Thank you for calling. What do you want to say?
I just am looking for some advice. I'm starting to go back to school next month, and I'm going to be balancing being a single mom, work, and school.
Yeah. So you want advice on that?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you my advice. My advice is very practical. Mine is, I like to divide and write things down. So I go, I have this much time to dedicate to this project, this much time to dedicate to this project, and this much time to dedicate to this project. So this is what I do. I have multiple projects. I don't have kids. So I'm telling you, this is someone who, as I do radio shows or TV shows or write jokes, that kind of thing, or like philanthropy or whatever I'm doing, I go, okay, in my life, I'm going to walk through this with you, Emily. Ready? You have kids.
Yep.
You have one kid or two?
One.
Okay. How much of a percentage of 100% is that kid in your life do you need to cover with that kid to be healthy? Go ahead.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, then you can't do nothing
else.
You have
no time.
Go ahead. Yeah. No time for school. You just made your decision up.
Well, I mean, he's my number one, but...
That's okay.
I have my parents are involved and all that, so they're there to help me.
Great. So, let's say you just need to schedule out your times that you've dedicated to invest in these different things. Like, you're going to study from 2 to 5 and nothing can get in that way. You know, you're going to do X and Y and Z this time. Now, things will get in the way, but you set those expectations and requirements for yourself. You'll tend to meet them more times than not. If you loosely set any goal, you'll never achieve it. You can't just go, one day I want to do this or I want to do this. You really got to go put it on the refrigerator. You know, in my last book, I talk about putting things on your lock screen. Like, put your... put your little barriers on there and be like, I must study from 1 to 5. This is my study time. Nothing can get in the way. The kid's taken care of. That's what I would advise you. It's not so much of a balance, but more of an organization thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Consider yourself mentored.
Thank you.
By America's mentor.
Yeah. Thank you. How do you feel about that?
Yes.
I think, yeah, you're right. I've been having to implement some of that into my life because I feel like right now I'm juggling a lot and my day rules me. I do not rule my day like that. So my husband and I we're actively trying to implement how Bobby is. That's how my husband is. So he's trying to get me like that. And it is working. Like I set allotted times. Like, okay, if I want to work on this, I've got 2 hours right now to knock this out. And then when that 2 hours is done, I move on.
You have to move on.
You move on and I address it again tomorrow because that is up. If this is my workout time, that's my workout time. If I can get it done in there, then I'm done.
If you have floating goals, they'll float away from you.
And then I would say too, because you have kids, if you have, that's nice.
Thank you.
That was good. I feel like that needs to be acknowledged. Wow. Can you say it again?
Yeah, say it again so we can all write it down.
Yeah.
Hey, record this for Instagram. We'll put this up on Instagram video.
Yes. Yeah,
well, like I didn't do it yet.
It's totally fresh.
What'd you say, Bones?
Off the dome.
If you have floating goals, they'll float away from you. All right. That's a take.
Okay.
Put that in.
Cut.
But I was going to say quickly on the kid part, I will say if you have to study or do whatever you need to do for work, try to find a space outside of your house. Don't think you can like get it done all the time with your kid also there, because that's what I'm having to start to change. And it's hard because I want to be around and be available for whatever, but the kids, they end up, that's what starts to rule my day.
Amy, that's too long of a quote.
Yeah.
Don't rack it.
Whoa.
Calm down. That wasn't a quote. That was just advice of like, go to a coffee shop or find somewhere to study that isn't where your kids can't interrupt you. That way, if you only have an hour to do it, your hour is productive.
Emily, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Amy was filibustering us there.
Yeah, just make sure you join Rush. Yeah. Do Rush.
Emily, thank you very much for calling. I hope that helped a little bit.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. We need a...
Bye.
You've been mentored. Shaka-laka-laka! Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then people just call in and get mentored, and I give them like two sentences, and Amy does an hour.
Yeah, you give them the quotes.
Yeah. And then Amy's like, well, let me tell you, I woke up, let me tell you my first thoughts of the day. That's good.
That's not what I was doing, but I'm with her. Like, I'm in that boat, too. Struggle's real.
Raymundo, can I get some sad music? Do you have any?
Oh, no.
Well, I want to go over to Eddie now.
Mm. Oh.
Eddie, if you love something, like, what do you love? Tell
pizza.
Me.
Pizza. I love pizza.
Guy loves his pizza.
The most.
Our video producer, Eddie, and you eat the weirdest pizza. We were in Chicago, and I was going to have some of your pizza.
Yeah.
Because you ordered some deep dish.
Yeah.
Pepperoni. With mushroom?
That's my go-to.
He ordered he couldn't get like a half with just mushroom because nobody else wants to eat the mushroom.
No, well, that pizza was just mine.
Yes, but...
Right?
You
There's
can,
a large
You can think
deep
of
dish.
Others because you weren't going to eat the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, Eddie, I like a pizza. I don't ever eat bread, right? I was like, I like a piece of that pizza. He's like, okay, here you go. It's mushroom. Didn't eat it.
Yeah, you didn't. Thank you for that.
All right, what's your sad story?
It's not good,
go
guys.
Ahead.
I mean, my go-to on a Friday night when my wife says, what do you want? I said, let's get Pizza Hut. That's my favorite. Now, Pizza Hut has announced they're closing hundreds of their stores.
500.
Hundreds.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're closing them. And not just closing their stores, it's the dine-in. Do you guys remember after football games on Friday?
You didn't play football.
No. You go to the football game.
Okay, but you lie to our listeners a lot and say you were a three-star recruit.
I did play football.
When?
In high school. Not my senior year. I took that year off.
Rested for the draft.
Yes, but after the game on Friday, we're like, where do you guys want to go? Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Not anymore, guys. The dine-ins.
I used to crush the salad bar. I would go to Pizza Hut.
Yes.
I would crush the salad bar.
Yes.
And then I would eat the thin crust until I just couldn't breathe.
Yes.
So there's no more of that. But now it's just delivery.
And takeout.
And takeout. Pizza Hut, to me, pound for pound, the best pizza, period. And you can hate on me.
I'm not hating on you.
And part of what we think is the best is what we grew up with, right? But that thin crust, the super thin crust Pizza Hut, pepperoni, no mushrooms. It's fantastic. You don't like it?
No, I like it, but you're right. It's what you grew up with. And for me, it was 459-2222. Get a Mr. Gaddy's pizza delivered to you.
Oh. I was never a big Mr. Gaddy's guy.
Oh, yeah.
Gaddy Land, before the rich people went, because it had video games. And so people would go, we're going to Gaddy Land. Couldn't really afford to go. Most of the times I'd be like, oh, hurt my ankle. And they're like, it's video games, dude. Oh, hurt my wrist.
And like you, Bones, I think book it
That's how I got into Pizza Hut, too.
It's kind of how I got into Pizza Hut.
I'd read my books.
Oh, yeah.
And you get a free personal pan pizza.
Oh. That's cool.
Kids don't even know anymore.
They don't know.
God, I read so many books to get that free pizza.
So anyway, I didn't want to bring you guys down, but that's the sad pizza news.
I haven't been inside of Pizza Hut since then.
That's probably why they're shutting down.
I've only had order.
They know their strengths, so they'll focus on delivery.
And Amy, your favorite pizza, Mr. Gaddy's?
Mr. Gaddy's or Domino's Thin Crust. Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Mr. Gaddy's. I mean, that's all we had as a kid, twice a week.
And their ranch is the best.
Right down the street.
The Domino's Thin Crust, when they cut it in squares,
yes.
That's pretty good, too.
Yeah. Really good.
It's like so cute in the little square.
By the way, if you live in Chicago right now and you're going to message us and be like, you guys don't even know. You're right. We don't know. So don't hate on us.
That's why I got a deep dish pepperoni and mushroom.
Yeah.
We don't know.
We understand that we only know what we've been exposed to.
Right.
But what we've been exposed to is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm going to lie to you. Morgan, number two, you're like 12. What was your pizza?
No, it's Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut started in Wichita or Kansas. So Pizza Hut was like everywhere.
Wow.
Would you guys, after you played football against Eddie?
Yeah, they're on Friday night. Yes.
You guys both, and you're Eddie's dream world. You guys probably both.
I was a 3-star recruit, too.
Even Eric Church said it, man.
Yeah.
Got together at the Pizza Hut.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Over to Raymundo with the news here on Thursday morning.
Raymundo, what you got? Google announced that they've removed a handful of banned gun accessory listings that were on their sites. In other news, Dog the Bounty Hunter was targeted in a $430,000 celebrity scam out of Dubai. They asked him to be a speaker at an event. They asked for personal bank account and stuff like that. That's when he saw the red flags. Luckily, he pulled out before he lost any money. Officials are warning to check your flight status before you head to the airport today. Lots of flights have been either canceled or delayed because of the bad weather in the Northeast.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's a commercial contest going on here. By the way, this is not a commercial, what I'm about to do. If you submit your commercial and you have the best one out of the entire market, which there are like 6 radio stations here, you win $100. And so Raymundo, our audio guy. Morning, Ray.
Morning.
Ray has submitted 2 of his commercials. I want to play them for you now.
Amazing.
And who do you voice for?
Ford of Murfreesboro, Automotive. They do a bunch of crap. Oil changes.
Crap. Well, I'm not buying from that.
But good stuff.
Crap.
I think he meant they...
Good crap.
And the winner for biggest waste of money for a spot.
I think he meant they offer a variety of things at their dealership.
Mm-hmm. And this first one, that is the frozen eggs.
Yeah.
Which category did you submit this under?
Humorous. It's also automotive since it's a car deal. And that's pretty... And then also it's a spec spot if it wanted. There's like 4 different categories it could fall under.
Okay. Here is Raymundo trying to win best humorous spot for his frozen eggs commercial for Murfreesboro
Ford.
All right.
It's Raymundo. Crazy how time flies. I'm a dad now. Bae froze 23 of her eggs, so it's a full-time job being a parent. I got to get a new, safer truck for all those little guys, so that's why I'm going to Ford of Murfreesboro. You get up to $12,500 off your favorite Fords or 0% APR for 72 months, which means you don't pay until November. Nationwide lifetime warranty on all new vehicles and most used. FordofMurfreesboro.com. Just look for me and Bae in a Ford truck with a bumper sticker that says 23 little ones on board. I'll see you out there.
Okay, that's got to win.
I mean, I don't think you have to really listen to get the joke. It's super funny.
Yeah, if they hear the egg part, then it'll all make sense. Otherwise, they think I'm just a family guy.
Well, in real life, Raymundo's girlfriend saved her eggs, right?
Yeah, 23 of them.
And so he thinks he's a dad. And he was saying that on the show. He goes, I'm like a dad now.
Like on Father's Day, it was a big deal.
Yeah. I like that commercial.
And it aired, and they said it was a little edgy, but...
Edgy?
Whatever reason. That's what the dealer said, but they put it on. It was on for a couple weeks, so it qualifies for the contest.
Great. Okay, this next one is Hawaii theme. This one, you're putting in best...
I did this one for humorous as well, just because I was being dumb, acting like the dealership is a Hawaiian island.
Okay, here's Ray submitting for best Hawaiian spot. Go ahead.
What's up, you guys? It's Raymundo, and I hate to brag, but I'm taking 2 vacations this month. One, I'm going to Hawaii to get my aloha on with Bae, and then I'm going to take an even more luxurious getaway to Ford of Murfreesboro. Only on the island of Murfreesboro is it Ford Truck Month, baby. The 25 acres of new and used cars is the most beautiful beach I've ever seen. You get $3,000 more for your trade-in. 2018s have got to go, so that means a great deal for you. I'm headed to Ford of Murfreesboro right now. Bae's got her coconut bra on. Aloha.
That's pretty good. Like,
hilarious. Yeah!
These commercials are good.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't even think that one's funny. It's just very creative.
I know.
Like,
yep.
That's a good spot.
Well, I don't know. The coconut bra was pretty funny.
I feel like Ray, I kind of want to, Ray, would you be up for like helping me with commercials? I'll pay you. Like he could be like a commercial consultant.
I mean, that's a side deal we can talk about after and off the air.
There's no side deal. Like, if you need help, he'll just help you. That's his
job.
Why
is he like at slip of a five?
We all
five.
Like,
five spot. Together.
I know, but I just think.
Those are good commercials, though, Romendo. I hope you win.
Yeah, Hillary was like, hey, they're giving you $100. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? So I entered right away, and even the sales lady hit me back, and she gave me a wink, wink, and goes, I entered you. Maybe that means I'm already won.
When do you know?
I think they're doing it here in the next week. They said the deadline was just going down, so it's got to happen fast.
How's life?
It's good.
Yeah, you and Bae good?
We're very good. She was staying at her parents' place for a couple days. Just she was that part of the town, so it worked better for her. So I've been kind of batching it at the crib.
Single dad, huh?
For the last couple days, but yeah, she's back now.
It's rough. 23
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, how are the babies?
All by yourself.
I've been calling myself a single dad because I have a dog. And I'm like, he doesn't even know what it's like being a single dad. Just
it's
always,
not funny.
Always, it's not, but I am single dog dad. And it's a summer of love still?
Yeah. Still on board.
Been together with your girl for 6 years?
Yeah.
And probably going to propose this month?
Mm-hmm. Definitely on track.
This month, you just said.
Yeah, he said.
He said that, yeah.
He's alluded to that before.
This month, okay.
He said this was going to be the best month, be ready
best
for
best month of his life, wow. Be ready for it. What I like about Ray's Instagram is he always takes pictures of sunsets.
Yes. Yeah.
He definitely has his thing.
Well, I mean, I lived in the city. All I looked at was skyscrapers for 6 years. I'm taking full advantage. I didn't see the sun unless I went on vacation.
To Fort of Murfreesboro.
Exactly.
The island.
All right, Raymundo. Thanks, bud.
Yeah. Bobby Bone,
come on. Okay, let's do it. On this day in country music, hit me.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in 1975, Hank Williams Jr. fell 500 feet while mountain climbing in Montana. He was 26 years old.
Bo Cephas.
He suffered terrible injuries, nearly died. The snow beneath him collapsed. He fell, fracturing his skull in multiple places. He landed on a boulder face first. His face split down the middle from his hairline to his chin. When emergency crews arrived to rescue him, it looked as though someone hit him with an axe. They rushed him to the hospital. He was not expected to live, but after 2 years of continuous surgery, he returned to touring and recording. He told Rolling Stone, many people don't realize that June Carter Cash was my godmother. She and mom were tight. When I fell, there were only two people that saw me when I woke up in the hospital bed. And that was Johnny and June.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Which is, it's why he has a beard so big.
And is that why he wears sunglasses all the time?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about the sunglasses, but the beard is...
Covers it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that nutty?
Yeah.
Just remember this. A country boy can survive.
Country boy can survive.
Amen.
Country boy can survive. Crazy, huh?
I didn't know this.
That's why we do this.
Yeah,
that's why they call me
country music's youngest historian.
Thank you very much. On this day in country music, that's a story. Tell your friends. Act like I didn't tell you. You can take it. Just be like, oh, yeah. Well, just speaking of politics, did you know Hank Williams? Speaking of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right, Raymundo, hit us out.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan Number Two's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban did another human jukebox where he performed a bunch of songs on Facebook Live by letting his fans request a song. He covered Katy Perry's Never Really Over and Taylor Swift's You Need to Calm Down.
Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you become an over again. I'll have to get over you all over again. You need to calm down.
Justin Moore may have surprised his kids with two kittens this summer, but he confessed that he spent years tricking his kids into thinking he was allergic to cats just so they never had to adopt one. Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum said that her daughter loves to perform and is already showing an interest in her job.
One of her teachers at school said, yeah, Isley had a group of girls singing Thy Will the other day just in the middle of class. So I think she knows that we sing, and she has been out on stage with us a handful of times and has had that experience, but I don't think it's fully grasped yet.
I'm Morgan Number Two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A man in Florida was sitting on his couch when he heard a commotion in his backyard, and he goes outside to see an alligator taking his dog into the canal.
Whoa.
So he jumps in, 8-foot alligator, pries open his mouth, pulls the dog out, and gets back to safety. Both suffered minor injuries, but he saved the dog from the alligator.
Would you jump in, Amy, if an alligator had your dog?
That is such a hard question. I mean, I've punched the alligator between the eyeballs.
You couldn't reach him unless you jumped in. Lunchbox just said he was far down, right?
Yeah, he was in the water. Like, it was in the mouth, in the water. He jumped in, wrestled, open mouth, boom.
I don't think I could, because I don't think I could out-wrestle an alligator or whatever. So it would be tragic, and I would have to close my eyes.
Would you yell, circle of life?
No! I would probably start screaming and crying and be frantic. But I don't think I don't think I would jump in.
Lunchbox, would you jump in?
Dude, alligator, no problem. 8-foot alligator is not that strong.
Okay. Yeah, right.
I'm in there. I'm going in for sure. What about you? If Stanley gets taken.
I've only had Stanley for 3 months, so no. But ask me again in a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's, my old dog, after about a year, yeah.
Really?
Probably. What about a bear?
Again, I think I just close my eyes.
All those things, you'd be like, I love you.
Yeah, like,
see you in heaven.
Right.
Catch up after the Rainbow Bridge.
Right.
All right, that's a good story. He saved his dog. The dog lived. He lived minor injuries. And that's what's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Manchester, New Hampshire. A 20-year-old woman doesn't really like her neighbor. She's like, how can I get her in trouble? So she calls police and says, I was out doing some yard work and my neighbor attacked me. Mm. Police show up and she has blood all over her face.
Oh boy, she committed to it, huh?
And they come in her house.
Wow.
And sitting on the coffee table is a tube of vampire blood for Halloween.
Oh, okay. Man, she beat herself up.
No, she used Halloween makeup and left it laying there on the table when police arrived. So she was arrested for filing a false police report.
More psycho or less psycho, Amy, using fake blood than beating yourself up? Which one would you say is more psycho?
Oh, less psycho. It's more psycho if you beat yourself up. Like, she's still crazy, but not as crazy if she would have, like, banged her head against the wall.
Okay.
Right? What do you think?
Well, she's committed to the part more if she does it for real. Like, I could respect that a little more if she pops herself a few times.
Not too psycho?
Maybe psycho, but dedicated. I think you're right. I just wonder how you felt on that.
Okay.
All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, we're going to go around the room and do the hashtag things I find oddly hot. I saw this on Twitter.
Oh.
Hashtag things I find oddly hot. So maybe not something most people find hot, but things that you find oddly hot. Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
Sure.
Hashtag things I find oddly hot. When a girl doesn't have time for me or says no.
Weird.
I know.
That's odd.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she's got too much going on, she's like, oh, don't have time. I can't right now.
Huh.
I'm like, really? Ah, ha, ha.
You're hot.
That's so hot. That things I find oddly hot. Not being, yeah, that's what I would say. Amy, things I find oddly hot.
Well, I feel like I kind of shared this with y'all before, but I do find it oddly attractive and hot when my husband tickles my kids.
You did mention that, yeah.
Because or when he's like rough. Housing them, like when he's playing with them, like
I just like the dad in him though.
I guess I like seeing him be that way with the kids, and I'm like, oh hey, find that hot.
I think that's a good one though, right?
Yeah.
It's mostly tickling, and it's not odd.
I'm gonna lean toward no because I don't think it's actually the physical hand going into the belly.
No.
Like to see him tickling, like having fun and being a dad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all of them are related to things I guess that are not that odd about him because I was gonna. Flying airplanes. Hot.
Yeah, you can like that.
Yeah?
Lunchbox, things I find oddly hot. What do you have?
Easy. When chicks dip.
Oh, good goodness.
That is
no,
gross.
Guys.
What does it mean dip? Like a dance dip?
Skull.
No, like when they put it in their lip.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I dip, you dip.
Dip tobacco.
Dip tobacco.
Oh, disgusting. I pulled my glasses off.
Things I find oddly hot. When I see a girl do that, I'm like, dang, that girl's... It increases her hotness level.
Okay, yeah, that's...
It's not that odd, but it's hot.
Eddie, things I find oddly hot.
I'm just going to say it. Pregnant women.
Oh, God. Then aren't your wife?
No, my wife's been pregnant twice.
No, I'm saying like you see a random pregnant lady, and you're like, oh, that's hot.
Like sometimes that woman wears pregnancy well.
What did this segment turn into?
What's worse, the dip or that?
The dip.
Oh.
I don't know what it is.
Or tickling, not that weird.
Morgan number two. Things I find oddly hot. Go ahead.
I think mine would be when a guy wears aviator sunglasses. I don't know why. It gives me like Top Gun vibes maybe. But when a guy wears aviators, I'm like, yeah, I'm here for that.
Hey, Lunchbox. Bones comes in tomorrow with aviators.
Yeah, for sure. No, she already finds him hot.
Oh, right.
What's your name? Raymundo. You're up.
Yeah, my girlfriend has this sweat belt, and for whatever reason, it makes her sweat three times as much, so she'll put it on her stomach, and she gets done with a workout, and I always make her, we go out on the patio together, and she takes off the sweat belt, and then all of it, just the sweat just dumps all over. I find that so sexy.
Oh, stop.
But I get so mad if she doesn't let me see the sweat belt reveal.
So, see, come on, that's weird.
This whole thing's taking a turn.
Oh,
I just got creepier and creepier.
I thought mine was going to be a little weird, but I mean, just went for it.
No, Bobby's normal now.
Yeah, share your honesty. That's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Amy, yours and mine are pretty normal.
Yeah.
Those two are not. Morgan number two is pretty. Those three dudes over there. Us girls have normal ones.
I mean, you guys got anything else?
No, man, that's it.
Oh, you have more?
I mean, I definitely like it if, I mean, you don't see it as much anymore, which is sad, is when the women let their underwear hang up above their jeans.
That
is hot.
You mean that you can see the top of the underwear?
Yes,
well,
that
it
is,
was a trend
it,
for
it
a
was
while.
The whale tail.
I mean.
For a while, like back in like 99.
Some people did it.
Yeah.
I think Morgan number two completely missed that, right? Did your friends ever do that thing?
No.
That was before
you
did.
Yeah, nobody she was six.
Yeah, I'm just saying like. Did she see when she was in high school or college doing it?
You know, most guys like bikinis, two piece. I like the one piece. I find that hot.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You'd be in love with Amy.
One pieces are so cute.
Amy gets in like a turtleneck ankle swimsuit.
Like, I've been seeing that one piece lately. I was like, not bad. It's kind of hot.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to go down to some part of town we don't want to go into.
Any more bones?
No. I'm pretty
Speedo?
Standard. No, I'm pretty standard. I like what I like.
Guys in Speedo. It's just
The Bobby Bones Show.
You ever freeze your jeans?
I mean, I have put them in the freezer before because it's a way to get rid of like smells without washing them.
So they actually, check this out. Mm-hmm. Does freezing your jeans actually make them smell better?
Yeah?
No.
What? What, does it kill bacteria?
Experts say it doesn't work.
Huh, that's weird. Hurts for like years. That's the thing to do.
Yeah. Time to not do that.
So what about putting them in the oven?
You know, you're just going to switch it up.
I know. I heard that, too. I've heard that, too. I've just been too scared to try it because I felt like I would, like, burn my house down or something.
I haven't heard putting them in the oven.
Yeah.
No. I was reading this question about kids. Like, how many questions do your kids ask every day?
Yeah.
About 300?
Yes.
Amy was showing me her kid's school picture yesterday, her first day of school.
It's on Instagram if you want to see it.
The kids look miserable. It's like... Here are the kids' first day of school, and they're standing at lockers, and they both look like the world's about to end. They're disgusted. It's the funniest picture.
It's so weird, because they were, like, pretty pumped about school, but I guess when, you know, reality set in.
Yeah. I have a podcast called The Bobby Cast. It's an interview show, basically, and Jana Kramer stopped by, and I wanted to play this clip because Amy loves these Lifetime Christmas movies, and this is her talking about she's going to go be in a Lifetime movie, and here's the plot of that.
Her name is Sarah Winters, and she's, you know, the typical, you know, girl. She's a lawyer from Boston, and then she goes back to her hometown and runs into her ex.
Big city girl.
Ooh.
Who's running fast and loose.
I know, but her heart is broken and still misses her high school sweetheart, so we'll see.
So that's basically every movie?
Sounds amazing. Can't wait.
And I haven't seen Friday Night Lights, but she played Smash's girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Friday Night Lights.
For a bit.
Yeah,
well, not so long.
Eight episodes.
Yeah, that's about right.
She had signed on for a whole season, but here's that clip.
So I had, I was 13 episodes guaranteed. So it's basically a series regular.
Yeah.
Then the writer's strike happened in season two. So I was only, if you watch season two, it stops at eight episodes. And then none of the characters come back for season three. I was like, this is my big break.
Oh my God, really? Regular.
Yeah.
The writer's strike. Sucked.
Were you devastated?
There was nothing. I was so upset.
I remember that.
Oh, wow. I mean, I didn't realize.
She was supposed to be on a lot longer, but the writer's strike got her.
Golly, that sucks.
Check it out. It's the newest interview on the Bobby Cast with Jana Kramer. She's a great guest. And one of the things, she talks about her personal life, because she had issues with her husband. There was some infidelity there where he was cheating, right? And she talked, because they moved back to Nashville, and she talked about when they moved back to Nashville that there were a lot of triggers, like hotels that she knew he hooked up with other girls in, and they'd drive by them, and it would always bother her. Here's her talking about that.
I think coming back now, seeing the hotels and the spots that, like, I knew things went down, so unhealthy, but, like, I went to one of the hotels and sat in the...
Why would you do that?
Because I'm...
Were you told to do that?
No, and, like, my therapist was like, why did you do that? That's so unhealthy. I was like, I had to, like, bury the place. Because every time I drove by, it would make me feel something, and I just had to sit there and cry and let it go, and then I felt so much better.
Nutty, huh?
Yeah.
So check it out. It's the latest BobbyCast. If you have iHeartRadio, just search BobbyCast. One word. A lot of great interviews up there. Hope you check it out. That's Jana Kramer.
Check. Bobby Bones
Show. I want to take a call from Aaron in Colorado, who has decided to call the show. I'm very appreciative of that. Aaron, what's happening? How are you?
Love the show.
Thank you.
And I just want to know what you do to relax. You're always so busy catering to everybody else, and now you just got American Idol. Like, what do you do?
I have trouble relaxing. I have trouble. You want to know the deep reason that I think it is that I've been told? I don't go down because of when I do, I feel lonely. So I keep myself
so you
busy.
Don't stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes or. That's part of it. And the other part of it is I keep going at a rapid pace because I'm trying to prove something to myself that with my background that, and I also feel like I'm a role model to people who come from little. So it's tough. It is. I am taking a vacation in the next few weeks, and Amy was hitting me up yesterday in the studio about it. She's like, where are you going? I'm not telling you. And she was like, give me a hint. Where did you guess?
I guessed Paris.
Yeah.
Oh, Paris.
Paris, Texas. No, Paris, Texas.
No.
Very nice there, too.
Yeah. Eiffel Tower is cool. Pretty nice.
I'm going somewhere because we took a few days off, and I went to Vegas, and I was in Austin. But since I was in my normal hours, I was working the whole time. It's in the same time zones. So I got to get out of the time zone. So I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going by myself. I'm going to go for some days, and I haven't revealed where I'm going yet. But I'll go, and I may just stay in the hotel the whole time. You never know.
You've done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like when you went to London. Did you ever see that?
Is that London?
Or even Japan?
Yeah.
You just in the he hotel watch all the Rockies or something?
Japan?
Yeah.
I watched Making a Murderer. The whole series on Netflix.
Crazy.
I watched all the Rockies. For some reason, I was feeling super patriotic while I was over there. But what do I do for myself? Aaron, I don't know. Who cares, right? I mean, meaning I'm lucky enough to have a wonderful job with my friends, and I get to do things like do stand up on the weekends and do music and do American Idol. I mean, that's good for me right now. One day I'll get a girlfriend or a wife and she'll make me relax. You know, until then, I'll just keep grinding it out.
But it's hard to fill everybody else's cup when your cup is empty.
Not true. Okay. I understand your point. And I am, like I said, I'm taking a vacation for a few days and going somewhere far, far away. God's going to make me a bird so I can fly far, far away. Yes. But point taken, I appreciate your concern for my well-being.
Of course.
All right.
I just want you to take a break.
All right. You know what? I'm out today. I'm going to go.
All right.
Take a little day. Raymundo, wrap the show up today. We're out of here, folks.
Take a break.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you. Bye,
You're
Aaron.
Welcome.
Thank you for your concern. Bye-bye. Speaking of relationships, after a year of marriage, Gwyneth Paltrow is finally moving in with her husband.
Oh, yeah, they did
they
live
weren't
apart.
Living?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband Brad got married last September, but 2 months ago, she revealed they were still living apart full time. That's finally going to change. I like this. It's slow steps. You get a girlfriend, cool. Then you get serious, and she spends a night, couple nights a week, whatever. Then you get engaged, she spends a night 3 nights a week. Then you get married, and she's over about 4 nights a week, but didn't live there. Then about a year in, you get a house together once you know it's going to work.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that, Amy?
I don't know that that's exactly why they did it, but I mean, yeah.
She said, married life's been really good, and now we're moving in together.
I like her.
I know. That's
I know.
Eddie's
obsessed.
I know. It's Eddie's celebrity crush. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Wow. Did you see the warning that you should not use a toilet during a thunderstorm?
Huh.
So if it's lightning outside.
Where am I supposed to go?
Now, well, you just can't. I wouldn't get
dig
near
a hole.
Especially after reading this story, I wouldn't get near a toilet.
Oh, tell me the story.
If it's lightning.
Go ahead.
Well, I guess if you have a septic tank, I think that plays into it. I'm not totally sure, but so this Florida couple, their toilet exploded when lightning struck their septic tank. And the reason why it happened was there was a buildup of methane gas, and then the lightning was the perfect thing to cause it to ignite, and it blew up. Porcelain went everywhere. It even penetrated the wall. So, like, if someone had been on there, it could have been tragic.
It is a septic tank thing. So I don't have a septic tank. So now when thunderstorms come, I'm getting on the toilet.
Okay, yeah. You can get on the toilet, but heads up, if you have a septic tank, this could be a thing. Or just make sure you don't have methane gas buildup, because that is so scary. They were asleep in their bedroom, and then there, this explosion in their bathroom, pipes, the toilet, everything exploded. And they were like, what just happened? Their toilet blew up.
Sometimes my house still settles. It makes noise in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's moving around a little bit.
Yeah, like I'll hear like, ding, ding.
Oh, houses settle.
And I'm like, what is happening? And I figure someone's in my kitchen. And so most people would be tough and get up and go see what's up. I just get under my covers. I hope it goes away.
Wait, what do y'all mean by houses settle?
They move.
Like houses like settle into their spot.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know how some days your door opens just perfectly, and then some days it's like jammed up. Like, oh, why is that not closing?
Well, I know during it's hot or cold outside, my front door's affected. But yeah.
You never heard that term, houses settling?
Well, no, I've always lived in older houses. I figured they're settled, but I guess not. Like, no. I haven't lived in a house. I haven't lived in a house older than like 1930.
What else?
Okay, so men apologize less often than women do. Surprise, surprise. But it's not because of a man's fragile ego. Men usually don't know they screwed up.
Men dumb.
Duh.
Men.
I don't mess up.
Men do stupid stuff, but I have no idea.
Right. And so, but this, the takeaway from this is, like, as the girls, maybe we don't get so upset if there's not an apology, because really, you don't know that you've done anything wrong, or the guy doesn't. So if your feelings are hurt, you just need to be open and communicate. Eddie, what would you say in Lunchbox is like the number one thing for a married couple is like so important? Say it with me.
Love.
Communication.
Oh, compromise.
Oh, yeah.
Communication.
Patience.
So if she decides, you know, to communicate, then, you know, it'll be better, because the guy's not going to apologize. He didn't know he did anything wrong.
Is that okay, though? Because if my dog doesn't know he did anything wrong, I'm like, hey, yo, you did something wrong. You teach him, and then if he does it again, then you let them know.
Yeah.
We shouldn't get a free pass because we're idiots.
You're not getting a free
pass. I feel like you're giving guys a free pass
here. Whoa. No. I think I'm not saying it as clearly as you are.
Smack us upside the head, and then we'll learn.
Right. That's what I was saying. Make sure you communicate. I wasn't using the words, hey, you, and smack them across the head.
Yeah, do that
too. But don't bottle it up waiting for the apology, because the guy doesn't know he did anything wrong. So you need to communicate it so you can learn and grow from it. Boom.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
What else you got?
This story reminded me of that time that I was flying and I switched seats with a guy or a girl or whatever, I can't remember which, so that they could sit next to their significant other, and then they fought the entire time and they were obnoxious and it was horrible for everybody on the flight.
They asked to sit by each other so they could fight.
Yeah, I thought, but I didn't know why. He's like, do you mind if I sit by my wife or whatever? And then, so of course I'm like, sure, I want good airplane seat karma, even though I don't really believe in that. And they fought the entire time. Well, this happened on a flight, and they had to make an emergency landing because the couple got so aggressive, like, to each other and other people, and they were just not good on this flight. And apparently, even though it was emergency landing, which is annoying, when they got escorted off the plane, everybody else on the plane applauded.
Yeah, I would applaud, too. How do we feel about when planes land, people clapping?
I love it. Annoying. I usually start it.
Really?
Yeah.
If it's a good landing or any kind of landing?
No. If it's a good landing. If it's a bad one, I don't clap.
But I mean, it's supposed to land every time.
I know, but it's just almost like, yeah, thank God we made it. Because there's a good chance that we may not make it every time.
No, there's not a good chance. No.
Actually, you should clap every... When you get to work and you park in the parking garage,
you're like, oh, yeah. That's what it's like.
Oh, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what it's like.
I'm always a little bit annoyed when people clap when we land. I'm like, yeah, we should have landed... Yeah. But
okay.
What?
How do we feel about when flight attendants, when you land and you're flying to LA, and then they say, "Welcome to Las Vegas" instead of Los Angeles? Like, they're trying to be funny and trick you, but there's been times where I've literally been like, "Oh crap!"
I booked
the wrong ticket. Mm-hmm. because that would be me, and I freak out for a second. You don't mind that?
No, because I know I booked the right ticket.
Well, yeah. Right. Go you.
And I got on the right plane.
Yeah. Well. I recently tried to board the wrong. That's the most embarrassing thing. Like, you think you're at the right gate and you see everybody's boarding, and I was A and they were boarding B. So I was like, well, I got to hustle. And you can automatically step in front of all the B people because you're A. I'm A preferred. So I get up there and I'm like, hi. And I give him my ticket and he scans it and he's like, because it's not the right flight. And he's like, ma'am, your gate's over there. It's so embarrassing.
Never happened to us.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I looked at the sign. Wow. It's like one eyeball movement to the right.
Just one.
And I see the sign and I go, not my gate.
No, some airports it's more confusing than others. And if it's a different airport you're not used to.
And the city's written.
Whatever. It was embarrassing because everybody lined up for B was just staring at me like, ooh, cool. That girl is going to cut us. This isn't even the right flight.
All right. Well.
I'm Amy, that's my pile.
There you go.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A little boy in Florida called 911, but not because anything was wrong. He was just hungry and he wanted to order a pizza.
Now, was he hungry in a sad way?
I don't think so. I think it was just like he wanted pizza. His sister said she was like supposed to be watching him, but she kind of left the room and he took the phone when she wasn't looking and made the call. And so police, instead of like, you know, punishing him, they turned it into a lesson and they used it as an opportunity to teach him about the proper use of 911. They went and bought a large pizza and personally delivered it. But then kind of shared with him, like, hey, these are the rules. So
911, what's your emergency? I need help. What do you need? Pepperoni.
Right? But I feel like since this is really cool of them, but they did show up with the pizza. So he's like, worked last time.
Yeah, the rest of his life.
That's a good story. They used it as a lesson.
Yes.
And they didn't put him in the penitentiary.
Mm-hmm. And then they did a post on Facebook, like, to make sure, you know, you tell kids. But then other kids might be like, what up?
Did you talk to your kids about 911?
Yeah, they don't really know how to call it.
They know how to use the phone.
Yes.
So if they hear about it, not from you, they could call us. So you're just telling me you haven't had the conversation.
No, we have had the conversations, but Stevenson doesn't get that 911. Like, I've tried to explain to him because I want him to know if he needs to call 911, I want him to do it. Mm-hmm. But I remember the nine looks like a Q to him. So he did QLL, like in his tablet. He's like, okay, QLL, I've got it, which looks like 911 to him. And I'm like, okay, we'll just revisit this later. So we haven't really revisited, but I guess Stashira could probably do it.
Do they know what it is?
Yes, the police will come.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get. Yeah, okay. So of course I've had that talk.
Just making sure.
But I mean, I just don't know that if something was going down, that would be their first instinct to call 911. So maybe we need to do some drills.
What would be their first instinct?
I don't know. I hopefully run. I've told them, and they know if a stranger comes up to them, they kick, scream, run, do all the things. Yeah.
I should do that too, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban did another human jukebox where he performed a bunch of songs on Facebook Live, and he let all the fans request a song. He covered Katy Perry's Never Really Over and Taylor Swift's You Need to Calm Down.
Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you've been coming over again. And I'll have to get over you all over again.
Is that Never Really Over?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to say I don't know that song, but I guess I do when I hear it. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Keith Urban's awesome. All right, what else you got?
And then Justin Moore may have surprised his kids with two kittens earlier this summer, but he confessed that he spent years tricking his kids into thinking he was allergic to cats, so he never had to adopt one.
That's funny.
So now they have two.
They do have two, but it took years after him saying that.
Eddie, do you lie to your kids about anything like that?
Sometimes. I mean, I don't know anything off the top of my head. Maybe like something's bad for you when it really isn't, like a certain candy or something.
Oh.
Yeah, but
don't eat the Red Jolly Ranchers.
Stuff like that.
Because you want to eat it?
Yeah. Amy, anything you lie to your kids about?
Yeah, I do that like with food and stuff sometimes. But I mean, I haven't been allergic to anything yet. I would actually love a cat.
Would you take a cat?
Yes.
They're pretty easy.
I know, but I remember that time I rescued a cat and I had to return it.
Yeah, you were at a different point in your life then.
Yeah, but as my dog, Josie, the Rottweiler, she did not like the cat. So it was for the cat's safety, but it was a big mistake. And I just don't want to make that same mistake again because...
I think you're at a different point. I think you can do it now.
Okay. I mean, I'll try. I think my kids
bring in the cat,
it.
Everybody.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. I'm just kidding. There's no cat. Okay. Morgan number two. Is that it?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Thank you. Bobby Bolt. Okay. We're going to go over to Amy and get that investigative corny in. It's her morning corny joke she does every time. at this part of the day, but we get a shot to guess this, okay? Mike D has put the 90-second clock up. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Raymundo, can I get some investigative corny music just to kind of loosen me up here? How we feeling, boys?
Great.
All right. And action.
The morning corny.
What do you get when a duck bends over?
A duck bends over. It's got to be a bill. It's got to be a quack.
Butt quack.
Butt quack. That's it.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Guys, you all are geniuses.
Golly. You got that so fast.
The end. It's a record time, 6 seconds, Mike.
That might be record time.
Mark it down.
Hey, hit it, Raymond. Hit me that jingle again. Let's hear it the right way. Hit me that. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you get when a duck bends over?
What do you get when a duck bends over?
A butt quack.
A butt quack. Yeah. Nice job, team. There it is. Hit me with that.
Good job.
That was the morning corny.
Eddie, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
Come on, Raymundo.
Give me that build-up music.
Yeah.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Nice job, folks.
Dude, you guys were good today.
I think we're feeling it today. Been a pretty good show all day today.
Yeah.
Been feeling it so far. I have some texts here. One, did Amy ever find her license? Remember you lost your license?
No.
Oh, you still don't have it?
No, thank you for reminding me because I am going to be flying.
The listener did.
Yeah, thank you, listener, because I need to remember to grab my passport. Woo!
So how's she driving?
I'm driving without a license.
Illegally?
Well, I haven't found it yet.
Citizen's arrest.
Yeah,
citizen's arrest.
Yes, I haven't found it. And I need to go get a new one. I guess I need to call the DMV or I have to go there.
Well, I guess you need to do something, period, to get a license.
I mean,
I'll say, as much as I give some of these texters a bad name for just ripping me sometimes, like yesterday, you can watch our whole show, by the way. If you go to Facebook, facebook.com/Bobby Bone Show, and someone said, hey, the right part of your collar's sticking up, just thought I'd help you out.
Oh.
On text, fixed it. Looked great the rest of the day. It's amazing.
Shout out.
They're looking out. You can text us during the show. Text Bobby. That's the number. Basically the number. Text whatever you want.
B-O-B-B-Y.
Standard message and data rates apply. Here's one. Salty, Eddie. Jeez. Apparently today you've been salty.
Ooh.
Reading that one. There are also a lot of people calling for Lunchbox's disqualification on the 90s music game because Oops, I Did It Again came out in the year 2000. It does not DQ Lunch, though. Got a lot of questions about that. Scrolling through. One more. Did Raymundo ever get paid for winning his bet about Trump winning the presidency? Raymundo.
Yeah, waiting until 2020, baby. Once it's a full term. That's what the website told me when I contacted him.
And you bet how much?
It was $1,000 to win $50,000.
He bet it way early.
Yeah!
At 50-1. And you think you're going to get this money still?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the website's still up and running, so they're obligated.
Boy, if that's your reasoning, that's trouble.
Well, I mean, it still exists. So I must. Yeah, were we gonna say something?
No, I mean, I just I was excited for him. Like the time that he did that, I couldn't believe it. It's still crazy to me.
All right, thanks for all the texts. If I can get a little draft music, please. Yesterday we had the '90s song draft. Here we go. The winner with 26%. Producer Eddie.
Yeah!
Look at this guy. His songs were Friends in Low Places, Chattahoochee, and Cowboy Take Me Away.
Wow.
I was wrong, Eddie. I thought that some of them would penalize you for Dixie Chicks. I didn't think they should. Great job.
I think it helped that you pointed that out, and I did speak to America for a second. Like, you're better than that.
Oh.
Let's not judge Cowboy Take Me Away because of the Dixie Chicks.
Well, I like the Dixie
Chicks. Beautiful song. Yeah, but people just don't, so I didn't want that to get in the way.
I have to salute you.
Woo!
Fantastic picks. You got a point there.
Yeah.
In the draft. Now
I'm a two-time champ.
Well, you have 2 points now.
Oh.
Yeah. the person who finished last.
Oh yeah.
Are you looking? I don't know who finished last, but you're looking at me, and I'm like, oh shoot, did I finish last?
The person who finished last and will not get to take part in the draft tomorrow is Amy.
Oh, wow. I even voted for you.
I know, and I think that was the deciding factor, is you telling people to vote for me. Because
I thought you said you were in, you were so behind, and I said I'm going to go vote for Bobby, and we need to lift him up. But
and your support lifted me up over you.
I'm sort of shocked
by one vote.
Like, this is nothing against Lunchbox or Morgan Number Two.
Yes, it is though. But go ahead.
But
go ahead. No,
it's nothing.
Your songs were terrible.
No.
He did pick a song from the 2000s.
Yes. Oops, I did it. Oops.
My two songs were better than your three.
No. Oops, your song was from 2000.
Oops. Oh,
Amy.
Got it.
Hey, oops, what's your draft position tomorrow?
Though. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't get to play, which is a real bummer. That sucks. This game's so fun. I'm shocked.
Tomorrow morning, Amy, you'll have to sit out. Raymundo's hopping in the draft in Amy's chair tomorrow.
Yeah! Wow.
What, like literally in my chair?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll go sit. Oh, you know, he can sit. He has to run the board.
Oh, that's right. He has to run the board. He'll go in Amy's spot, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I should have probably finished last. I'm just being honest here. But you pushed me over the top. So thank you for that. I owe you one.
I mean, you also did a pretty good video, Bobby, talking to America. And America responded. They came back and helped you.
I know. I did a three-part video telling people to vote for Bobby.
Three-part.
I was like, swipe up to vote.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. Oh my gosh.
I am feeling, though, that we are, people are liking the draft a lot. They like this bit. I was wondering for a while. We can make the fantasy draft a kind of a common thing. For tomorrow, we'll do famous Mikes. Your favorite Mike. It can be Michael Strahan.
Ooh.
Mike and Ike. You know, I don't want to say anymore.
Mike Jones.
If someone picks Michael Jackson, could be a problem.
Yeah, it's
up to
you.
It's up to you.
Right. So, that being said, tomorrow morning, what time are we going to do this? Like, around this time right here? Yeah. We'll do famous Mikes in the draft. Amy, you're sitting out this one, but you will come back to the next
What's
one.
What's Gorbachev's first name?
Mikhail. That, you can do
Mikhail.
That.
Listen, or you can do that.
Let's the 2000 songs and made it through. So, you can do whatever you want.
It's up to you. Yeah. Whatever you want to pick. I mean, somebody is going to pick him and they'll probably win. I mean,
what?
You pick the good stuff and you lose.
It's risky picking Mikhail Gorbachev.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
Well,
that's how do you say that? It's a niche art.
That's a that's a real niche. The Russian sympathizer picks a real niche pick to go with. You got to select our
very select few people.
But tomorrow. Well, I would like to say from the bottom of my heart, I didn't win, but you really showed your support for me, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem. You had good songs. Tupac up in there.
So, people didn't like my Tupac. It's what kept me down.
Well, really? I liked it.
All right. Well, Eddie, congratulations.
Thanks, Bones.
Morgan number two has three wins. Eddie has two. Amy and I both have one. That's where we are as of right now.
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I got you here. There is a University of Michigan student named Jackson Riegler. He founded Oshki, which is the first company to use 100% U.S. plastic that's recycled to make clothes. He's 19. Boy, this dude's going to make so much money, right?
Wow.
He started the company when he was a junior in high school after he became aware of cuts in Great Lakes funding environmental issues. He said, hey, I grew up by the shores, wanted to do something to help preserve our water. So he donates a percentage of all his profits to nonprofit groups that is also working to preserve the Great Lakes, but he's able to make clothes out of recycled plastic that he just finds.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Pretty innovative, huh?
Love it.
Shout out to a lot of our Muskegon listeners who live up here where this kid's living. He's 19. That's a kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Making a difference. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Gonna go to John in New York, who has called. John, what's happening, bud?
What's going on? Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, Bobby, I just want to let you know I stumbled upon your show a couple months ago on iHeartRadio, and I've been a faithful listener ever since. I drive trucks. I'm a former veteran. And just the words of wisdom that you put out and the positivity that you have has changed my life a lot in the last few months. I've been going through some stuff. And it's really helped me. Stanley Rock, love the dog. Wish I had one like him. It's funny that you named him that because that's my last name. But what you guys do and the device you put out is freaking amazingly awesome.
Oh, thanks, man. That's very kind. And thanks for stumbling and giving us a shot and listening on iHeartRadio. That's awesome. You can listen to the show live. Just search iHeart Country during the live show, and you can hear it on that channel. And then afterward, you can hear us on the Bobby Bones channel. So, yeah, it's a really kind call. Let me do one more from Aaron in Virginia. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
I am an intern this summer, and we actually started doing the draft, and we kind of turned it into, like, a bracket thing. So we've done, like, favorite fast food restaurants and celebrities, and we even did the favorite Chris's that you guys did a couple weeks ago. So it's really fun, and I love listening to you guys. I've been listening every day on my way to work. I'm going back to college soon. So, yeah.
Well, good for you. Well, how about this? First, I'm going to give you a prize, but let me say this. We do our draft about, on a crazy week, three times, but mostly two times a week. That's kind of where we're sticking for now. Tomorrow will be Mike's. Like, draft your favorite Mike or Michael. Who would you take first round? Aaron, I'll put you on the spot right here. Tomorrow, the draft is going to be first Mike. Morgan, number two, has the first pick. And who would be your first Mike picked?
Magic Mike.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. What a solid guess.
Wow.
Channing Tatum.
Wow. Good guess.
She went different.
Yeah,
it's a great, like, we weren't expecting that. Good one. Yeah, you're good at this game. Aaron, here's what we're going to do. We're going to hook you up right now. Thanks for listening to our show. We want to give you a $50 gift card. Thanks to our friends at Cracker Barrel in honor of their 50th anniversary this year. No other reason. You got to do nothing else. Do you like Cracker Barrel?
All right. Yeah, I do like Cracker Barrel.
Who doesn't love Cracker Barrel, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a $50 gift card, so stay on hold, okay? And thank you for calling the show.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Don't hang up.
Bye.
I have an email here. Raymundo, if you don't mind, we'd like to open up the mailbag, please. Here we go.
Bobby's mailbag.
Hey, Bobby, I wish to remain anonymous as I have family that listens to the show, and this is a secret I've chosen not to share with anyone. Over a year ago, I was gifted a 23andMe. Heard it on your show? So I thought, okay, let me do it. Does it look like a cool gift? Did the test, and a big secret came back. I have a long-lost sister that I've never known about. The email goes on. She was adopted out of the same town I grew up in, and we started getting to know each other. A lot of new details came out about her birth parents and exactly what happened. I've come to find out that my mom had a child before she met my father. You got that?
Okay, yeah.
Mom had a child. And the baby was placed for adoption. I'm not sure who my family knows and who doesn't know, but what I need advice on is what to do from here. I've not met my sister and have no current plans on meeting up, but would like to in the future. What would you do about the situation? I'm not trying to cause rifts. Do I investigate the secret more or take it to the grave? Thanks for taking the time to read, and thanks for considering me. Love the show. Then she says where she's from, but I don't want to say that out of her...
respect, yeah.
Well, out of her privacy, yeah. Thank you, appreciate it. There you go. Let me think about this.
I feel like, wow, that's hard.
Reset me the story again.
So she found out that she has a sister from her mom's side. Like, her mom got pregnant before she met her dad and got married, had a baby, put the baby up for adoption, and then went on to live her life without ever acknowledging that that happened. So she now knows she has a half-sister out there.
Right.
Does she have a relationship with her mom, does she say?
All I really have here is this email.
Because I feel like that. This is something... The mom, it was really a difficult time for her. Probably still could be something she thinks about all the time and is a secret that she's lived with. So it's really not yours to tell. I'm fine with her pursuing the relationship with her sister, and I think she absolutely should meet her and be involved if they end up liking each other and get along. But she probably should go to her mom and say, hey, I found this out. It's up to you what you want to do with it, but I'm getting to know your daughter and my sister.
You can call us if you have a little input here. 877-77-BOBBY. Well, first of all, it is your sister is what I would say to her. It is your sister. You want to have a relationship? Go to town. You should. So, yeah, nothing should hold you back from pursuing a relationship with really anyone, but especially a family member, right? I really don't think that it's her that's the story that she has to go out and share publicly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she has to hide it.
Do you think she should talk to her mom if she...
I think she should let her mom know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not tell the mom that she... Just so you know, I found out through this. Not that I'm asking for an explanation, but I'm going to pursue a relationship with her because it's my blood. What do you think?
Yeah. And I mean, thinking optimistically here, it could be super cool and then your mom could end up having a relationship if the other girl... Well, you know, even before you go to the mom, you may want to ask your newfound sister, hey, are you cool if I talk to
I think you owe it to your mom before you owe it to your sister.
Okay, so you owe it to the mom first. Well, I guess if you tell the mom, should you tell the sister that you told the mom? Because then what if the mom wants to meet the sister, but the sister has feelings about the mom?
I'm getting confused right now by your scenarios.
A lot of sisters and moms here.
A lot of going back and forth.
Well, there's so many layers, but I would just, we'll be optimistic and hope that everything goes well. And what would be really cool is if they all three ended up with a relationship.
That'd be really cool. What I would say is, first level, go meet your sister and talk to your sister. That's it. The end. I have a half-brother I don't really know.
I have a half-brother and a half-sister, and I know them well. Nobody hid them from us. I've often wondered if I have other siblings.
Oh, like your
true story.
Like your dad bouncing around?
Yeah.
Was he a bouncer?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Before he got married, I don't know. Yeah, he's married 4 times. I don't know. See, he's the guy, so I really don't know.
Maybe he doesn't know.
Maybe he doesn't know. But 23andMe would tell me, wouldn't they?
Why don't you take the test?
I need to do it.
I get new cousins like every third day.
Your emails get hit up?
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm your cousin. I'm your ninth cousin. Can I get some tickets to Randy Houser?
Houser.
I'm like, wait, what? You related? Yeah. Funny. Can you put me on the radio? I'm good at karaoke.
Who's your brother?
Half-brother.
Your half-brother, you share a dad?
Biological father, who I don't have a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
He had a son. Met him once. Because I met him on MySpace.
Yeah.
So that was real recent. By the MySpace reference. MySpace. No. And so I was like, hey, what up? We haven't talked. Which is weird.
Yeah.
But I have a half-brother. All right. Anyone have a... Lunchbox, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I think you want to have a relationship with the sister because that means more presents at Christmas and your birthday.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can go talk to your mom about it. If your mom wants to, your mom knows she has a child out there, and if she wants to tell you about that child, that's her business. You don't need to confront your mom with that. Leave your mom alone.
The interesting part of the presents. It's
very deep.
And you should stop getting Christmas presents at what age from random people that aren't your husband or wife?
Never?
No, we still exchange gifts. In fact, your Christmas present last year might be my favorite ever.
The treadmill?
Yeah.
You still using it?
I use it like every day and it's amazing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. See, I don't ever want to stop presents.
See, yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you for your emails. You can email the show, mailbag@bobbybones.com. We can put this up on Facebook. You can reply to it. And that is the mailbag.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
So your son is in a new class?
Oh, yeah. Ninjastics? You never heard of it?
Uh-uh.
Neither had I. But it's at the gymnastics place, and it's the most popular class that they have. So we were on a wait list for 2 months, and I guess an opening finally came available, and now we're in Ninjastics.
Is it Ninja Gymnastics?
Yes.
Oh,
how cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
I mean, especially for him. And they do the stuff that's like on the American Warrior TV show, you know?
A much smaller version.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's like putting him in training. Can you imagine if he develops, like, the skills to go on that show? He's so cool. I love that show. Still on, right?
Does he end up, like, trying to fight people at home?
Well, I don't know. We just got accepted. Mm. So we haven't gone to the first Ninjastics, but I was just so excited when we got the notification that there's now a slot open for him and that something like that even exists.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
It's basically just gymnastics, but they've made it
Ninja.
Appealing to boys.
Yes. And girls.
Yeah, girls go to
No, I get it, but boys also go to gymnastics, but there's
oh, yeah, good call.
Like a stigma.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be a boy and do gymnastics. Like, I think gymnastics, I would do gymnastics.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's dominated by girls, so they're going, how do we get guys in? Guys are dumb. Just put the word ninja on the beginning of it.
I wouldn't be a ninja.
No, I wouldn't be a ninja.
I mean,
I'm a guy.
It is actually genius.
Yeah, that's all they did. That's cool. Good
right.
for them. So, wait, he starts when?
Maybe next week will be his first class. So I'll keep you posted on how it goes. Maybe I'll get some good videos. Because you know it's just going to be awesome watching him try to do all these things. And he's so little. But do they have a kids American Warrior TV thing or is it just adults?
Mm-mm. I don't know. I think that should not be on your list of American Warrior. Just let him go and do gymnastics.
Oh, sorry. Jumping away. I'm like a stage mom.
He has a birthday. His party's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So he's turning 9 years old.
Yes.
And you're hiring an Alexa. You still have that lined up?
Yeah. A listener.
A listener is going to come to Amy's and is going to play the role of Alexa. Some people show up as princesses, some show up as clowns, but your son wants to meet Alexa.
Yeah, the Amazon Alexa. So he's pretty excited about it. He feels like it started with that she's his friend. He talks to her every day. So he wondered if she could come to his party.
Did he ever ask her, hey, could you come to my party?
Yeah, he's talked to her about it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even remember the answer that she gives, but she has an answer for it.
This is Amy's about-to-be 9-year-old son, Stevenson, saying what he thinks Alexa looks like.
Tell us what Alexa looks like.
Blonde. She have a short hair. She have sunglasses. She have beautiful skin. Black. And she look pretty and handsome. And she wear sunglasses.
So did he say blonde is the first word?
Yeah.
Brown.
Oh. Ray, will you play the beginning of that again?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what Alexa looks like.
Blonde.
Brown.
She have a short hair.
Yeah. Because he said she has brown hair and black skin. Brown skin and black skin.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. And that they call their skin brown or black.
I like the lunchbox is trying to argue with you about what you said.
I thought it said blonde, too.
Oh,
like,
I know.
When you hear it, I was like, blonde.
It's still weird to me sometimes, but I totally get it. Like, some people, when they're talking, they don't know what they're saying. And for me,
I don't know what he's saying sometimes.
Right. And But for me, because I live with it every day and I hear it, I'm like, oh, they're totally saying this.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but in the beginning, it was hard for me to figure it out, too. But now I understand exactly what they mean.
So Alexa's going to come over, and you said you would pay them $100 for an hour's work.
Yeah.
And you have her. She's like, I'm in.
Yeah.
You gave her the address?
I've been emailing with her.
You promised no stabbing? Like, you don't want her to come
in? She doesn't seem crazy. In fact, she seems so awesome that for the $100, she doesn't even want it. She would like for me to donate it to, like, a cause. And I'm like, great.
So she's just going to show up, be Alexa, and then she wants you to donate that money?
Right.
Oh, cool.
So.
Maybe we'll talk to her.
You mean try to get her on?
Yeah. I'll talk to her tomorrow.
Okay,
I'll
see if she'll come on.
What if she sounds just like Alexa?
Well, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Ooh, y'all.
Or even crazier, what if she way doesn't? And she comes on and she's Russian. It is me, Alexa. Wait, what? No, that doesn't work.
Well, I'll just say, you know, sometimes when she, I know, this is like going on and on with the live, but you know, when the princess shows up, we go along with the whole story. But if he says, like, you don't sound the same, what do we say?
Expose her.
I'm sick.
Wait, no, go to her and be like, wait, you're not her?
Yes.
Put it on her.
Yes.
And say, Stevenson, I cannot believe she tricked us.
Yes, pull her mask off and be like, what is this? She's a fraud.
Pull off her sunglasses. No.
Ask for her ID in front of him. Let me see your driver's license.
Yeah.
Then you don't suffer from any of that. You're not the fraud.
No, I figured we could just say she has a cold, or when she's inside the black box, her voice comes out different, sort of like when he has his microphone, he sounds different. I don't know.
Well, let's talk to her tomorrow if we can.
Okay.
All right. Kane Brown's jacked up Ford F-250 dream truck is for sale. He posted on Instagram. It says 2018 fully loaded F-250 King Ranch. It is jacked up too.
It looks awesome.
Not my style.
Oh,
it's so jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
He's selling it for $120,000. And if you get it, you will not meet Kane Brown. He said that. Do you want to see a picture of it? Come here.
Yeah.
I've got it over here. My desk. It's a lot.
It's got cool lights on it, right? Like underneath it.
If that's your thing, that's the perfect truck. If that's your thing. Just not my thing. Like I tend to not want to be seen. I'm low profile. You don't drive that without everybody looking.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, though. And if it's been your dream to have that truck and you get that truck, that's Raymond, what do you think about that?
I think it says his name on it. I'm not trying to drive around some other dude's truck with his initials or whatever.
There's a logo on the front of it.
Yeah, I want Raymundo on it.
Okay, but you can switch that out. Just put an R.
Well, if you can afford a $120,000 truck, you can afford to switch it out, maybe.
Or people think you're Kane Brown driving around in that truck, so that's pretty cool, too.
Mr. Wonderful Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, bald guy, white guy,
yeah,
spends $1,000 a day on food.
Wow, why? Is it like caviar?
Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary says he sets a bad example when it comes to his food budget. I'm on the road all week, 5 days a week. I'm spending about $1,000 a day on food. For example, today's breakfast cost me $200, he said.
What? Where does he eat?
Now, before you go, is he spending it all on himself? Breakfast was an important meeting with someone he had to do work with. So for business, that was a $200 breakfast.
Got it.
He says, I don't want to owe anybody anything, so I'm happy to pick up the tab all the time. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that a little bit. I don't let anybody pay for food.
So, and he's like a He is like a millionaire, bajillionaire, right?
Oh, he's a multi-billionaire. I mean, he's
I don't know if he's a billionaire.
What about bajillionaire?
He just yells out multi-billionaire. I'm not sure that that's the case.
I don't think Lunchbox knows what that is.
Well, he loves Shark Tank.
Well, you look up Kevin O'Leary's
net worth. Oh, sorry, $400
million. Yeah. That's a mistake. So not quite the difference.
A lot, but when you yell at billionaire.
I know, I got carried away.
What's the math on that? I love when we do the math. So if he makes $400 million.
We're not doing this. We spent like an hour trying to figure out a math of how much
the yacht would
Jeff Bezos' yacht would be.
But we figured out him buying a yacht is like us buying a Ford Focus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like that, knowing that. So maybe him going to that breakfast is like us getting a
muffin.
McMuffin.
Danny Trejo helped rescue a special kid's need from a car accident.
Oh,
do you know awesome. Danny Trejo is?
Do I?
Machete?
Yes. Machete.
Machete.
I still don't know who you're talking
Will
about.
Will you put a picture of him up, Mike? Danny Trejo witnessed a car accident in Los Angeles last night, and when he noticed there was a young kid inside one of the cars, he jumped into action and helped free him. The boy has special needs, and Danny Trejo also did his best to distract him so he wouldn't panic.
Oh, wow.
Did you find him? You'll recognize him.
Yeah.
As soon as you see him, Amy.
Yeah, he's in a lot.
He's on my screen if you want to see it.
Okay.
All right,
I know you could have done it from your computer, but I have him up over here.
No. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, Danny sprang into action. He got the kid out of the car and crawled inside the overturned vehicle, but he couldn't undo the kid's buckle. So another woman was there, and she reached in too and unbuckled him. They brought the kid to safety. The boy's grandfather was also trapped inside the car. Firefighters got, grandmother. Firefighters got her out. But anyway, good for this dude.
So cool.
Man, teamwork.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah.
That's a good story. Mm-hmm. Let's do Kane Brown Heaven in honor of his truck.
Yeah.
He should bring it up. Let's drive it.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is
How
trying to buy
get
it.
In
call
it,
call
though.
On the phone.
A ladder? Get to use a ladder.
Trampoline. Boing. I'm in. Bones. A woman in Washington was fishing last week and posed for a picture with a small octopus on her face. And it bit and poisoned her.
Oh, no.
She wound up in the hospital. She's still in pain. She says, quote, that was not a good idea.
Yeah.
Here's a clip.
It had barreled its beak into my chin and then let go a little bit and did it again. It was a really intense pain, and I'm still in pain. I'm on 3 different antibiotics. This can come and go, the swelling, for months, they say. This was not a good idea. Hindsight, looking back, I will never do it again.
Yeah. Listen, as easy as it is to go, oh, what a dumb, because it is dumb. I'm just not better than this.
But did you know that octopus could bite and that they are poisonous? I didn't
know they weren't.
How that could be a cool picture and you wouldn't. It's not like, you know, you've heard like yellow fellow.
I didn't know there were octopuses in Washington.
No, I don't know
like
either.
Maybe off the coast.
Off the coast, I think.
So, again, I wouldn't do this one specifically, but at some point I'm going to come on this show and go, well, I injured myself in a picture, guys. Mm. Here's what happened.
Yeah, how many likes did she get?
Great question. Did the picture ever go up, Mike D?
Just the video.
Just the video.
Oh, she better put a...
Oh, my goodness. It's on her chin.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Like that. She deserves a like from all
she
of
does.
Us.
She does.
And the poison is used to, make the... Whatever they're going to eat.
Oh, numb the
prey. It paralyzes
prey.
Them, yeah.
Wow.
Numb, that's what I was looking for.
Wow.
Amy wants me to get Botox in my head so I can put that on my forehead. It can numb the muscles in my forehead, and I don't even need Botox. I got an octopus.
Wait, but Amy, does he need Botox?
No.
She says it every
day. I didn't say that. No, I do not. I am going to defend myself.
Crazy. I look in the mirror every day. I'm like,
no.
Amy hates you.
Okay, that is not true. You are feeding lies to the airwaves right now. Feeding lies.
Well, as long as it gets some of that toxin and numbs it, you can eat it. Like the octopus does. Mike D, how many likes does she have? Do we have it? No, no views? How many views does it have? None? All right. Lindsay Lohan gives a talk show a ridiculous list of off-limits topics.
Oh.
By the way, somebody goes, hey, this is what we will and won't talk about. We won't put them on the show. Not because we're jerks, but it's just not a good precedent to set. But people know I'm going to respect them if they come in. And if they don't want to talk about their... marriage drama. I'm probably not going to. Yeah. It's like the biggest thing in the news. Like when Blake and Miranda came in, I was like, hey, I was comfortable enough with Blake to go, hey, what's up? And we talked about it. But I'm not going to chase that. But if Lindsay Lohan comes in, I'm going to talk to her about this stuff. Here you go. Off limits. Paris Hilton. She will not talk about Paris Hilton.
Oh.
Her dating life.
What?
Kind of a big part of what's up, right? drug and alcohol use. Well, I'm
okay,
out.
Okay, well, I mean, that's pretty fascinating.
We'll let her come into the draft with us? Like, what else do we do? Past arrests.
Okay. Another one.
Her MTV Beach Club series.
What? Why wouldn't she want to talk about that?
And her family.
So wait, what is left to talk about?
Parenthood or Parent Trap.
She wanted to only talk about Herbie the Love Bug. No, the Masked Singer.
Oh, I guess or Freaky Friday.
She's going to be on the panelist of Australia's The Masked Singer. There you go.
Wow.
When texting your number goes wrong. You ready?
Ready.
Because I do the neighbor number. And I've been like, hey, neighbor number, you're one number away. Because your whole number plus one, right? So I have a 512 number, so it'd be like 512-555-5555. That'd be mine. Mm-hmm. But I would text 512-555-5556. And I said, what's up, number neighbor? Let's talk. Let's hang out. A dude did this. He's 23. The girl was 13 years old that answered.
Oh. No way, no.
Going to jail.
But I mean, I'm sure all he said is, what up, number neighbor?
Well, he sent a wiener pic. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Okay. That'd be, hey, number neighbor, check this out.
Wait, yeah, I mean,
that's taking
a
risk.
Yeah, people tell you shouldn't do that anyway. The girl responded, how old are you? And he goes, I'm 23. How about you? And she responded, 13. And he was like, oh, it
got gotta go.
Bye.
Feet don't fail me now. Saw that. I do want to play this new song. You into the new song, Raymundo? So this, you know what we do here on the show is I executive produce a show. Amy hosts the show. It's the Women of iHeart Country. And Amy does it. And it runs on 150 stations all on the weekends. And you really do a fantastic job at hosting that show.
Oh, thank you.
And highlighting these female artists. And what I do, what Mike D do, we go, and even Amy, we go and we try to find, you know, the female artists that are on the chart now. We try to move them up by playing them extra. Some that are classic so people remember how good they are. And then some that are just brand new. And we're like, hey, take a look at these. Not really trying to chart them or anything, but to go, hey, this is some cool stuff. I want to play this song from an artist named Harper Gray. It's called True Love. Heard it. Been featured. We featured again this week on the Women of Iron Country. Here's Harper Gray. Harper Grae, in case you want to find it and stream it. It's called True Love. Check it out here on the Bobby Bones Show.
I want a new love, some kind of true love, like nothing I've ever felt. I'm done with the morning rain and his sad refrain. I need the sun to break and kiss my face. Something has gotta change. Come take this pain away. Every night's the same. Break these chains. I want a new love, some kind of truth.
They're saying that drinking coffee at night will not keep you awake.
Well, that's not true.
This is science.
Okay. I mean, science is going to come back tomorrow and say don't drink coffee after 2 p.m.
But then you can dispel any scientific evidence ever with that theory.
I know, but that's...
You can be like, the world's not round, because tomorrow they'll just come and say it's flat for sure.
Well, right. I mean, the world is round.
No.
You don't
okay,
know that.
But this, okay, a new study says there is no connection between drinking coffee at night and having trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. Nicotine and alcohol can't affect your sleep, though. A new study out of Florida Atlantic University found there's no connection between drinking caffeine at night and having trouble falling asleep.
Interesting.
But what does affect your sleep are those. If you smoke or vape, nicotine has a significant effect on your sleep at night. Alcohol, but not as much as nicotine. That being said, researchers say it's still not a license to start chugging coffee because you might be more sensitive to caffeine than average. So the average person is not affected by caffeine.
Wow.
So imagine if you're above average, then you're not affected at all. If I need something to sleep, mm-hmm. like superhero. So make sure, you know, coffee at night probably doesn't affect you.
Okay.
And I know you're hating.
Well, I mean, yeah, I am. Because I just feel like you, if you want to get a good night's sleep, you probably should avoid caffeine. I've always heard, like, in the after 2... I've always heard after 2 p.m. And then, like, at dinner, if you're having dessert and you want coffee with it, like, even if you get decaf, that could be risky because there could be traces of caffeine.
But aren't you just repeating what you've heard?
Yes. And now you want me to repeat that?
No, I don't want you to repeat it. I just want you to take it and say they might be right.
I know, and I hate hearing that alcohol doesn't get you to a deep sleep. Because not that I drink a lot by any means, but sometimes before bed, I like to relax with a glass of wine. And then it's, I don't like knowing that then that's going to affect me getting to a deep sleep.
Ugh. Oh, if I go to bed drunk, I ain't waking up for like hours.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't mean drunk, Eddie. Oh. I meant one glass.
Are you going to bed drunk every night?
No, wow. That's what I was saying. I didn't mean that.
Ed Sheeran breaks the record for the highest grossing tour of all time.
Wow.
Period, any tour ever in the history. Ed Sheeran just beat U2 and he's got more shows to do.
Ooh.
But Ed Sheeran, who sings Shape of You, has broken U2's record for the highest grossing tour of all time. So far, his Divide tour has made $736 million.
Whoa!
And he still has 3 more weeks on it.
Dang.
Can you settle something for me?
Go ahead.
Because does that mean, like, because he plays a lot by himself, right? U2 has like
the whole
a
show.
Okay, so and U2 has a big production.
But here's the thing. Gross means money just coming in before any expenses are out.
Oh.
So even if they were the same, he's making more because I'm assuming his expenses
are lower.
Going in. Yeah.
Yeah.
So gross is like the number that you don't get.
Gotcha.
Like the money you
the
make.
The total.
Like
all
your
year,
paycheck.
That's your gross money.
Before taxes.
That's why I don't like it. I don't like gross.
That's a good way to remember that.
I go, gross. Bleh, that's not a good number. That makes me feel gross because I don't get it.
Okay.
I have to do those games on myself. All life, I have to do that word association.
Oh, that's how you did so well on the ACT?
Everything is word association for me.
Oh. Amy, a little trick when we do songs, he'll write it in the ABC scale. If he has to remember words, it starts with A and then... If
we're writing lyrics, like comedy lyrics, mm-hmm. I'll write them if I can make the jokes land in alphabetical order
mm-hmm.
so I can remember them.
Wow.
But it's always little devices for me to remember things. Yeah. I know myself, so I know what works for me, mm-hmm. which I think is a big key, is actually knowing you so you can build around you what puts you in the best place to be successful. So if we're writing jokes, we're writing lyrics, like this song about dancing, it's hard to do it with my...
It's got the foxtrot.
I have music in my ear. Foxtrot, jive,
yeah.
Tango, waltz, all alphabetical.
Alphabetical.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Anyway, thank you very much.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, yeah. Amy, what's going on today?
I'm going to Austin, so yeah. I haven't packed at all, so I need to do that. And shout out to that listener earlier that emailed me about my passport or texted in about my passport because I just sent myself, I have an email reminder. I have passport reminders. I moved my wedding ring to my... from my left hand to my right hand, and that's how I know. So when I'm packing later today, I'll be like, why is my wedding ring on my right hand? And I'll be like, oh yeah, passport. I need that to fly because I don't have my driver's license.
Careful with that, though.
I always find that when I do something like that, I just can't remember why I did something like that, much less remember the thing that I was trying
well,
to remember.
Well, then that's why, but that's also why I email myself passport. Yeah. So I have all the hints because the last thing I need to do is get to the airport and be like, oh, because you know I'm not getting there with enough time to turn around and go back home.
True. Yeah, that's true.
What about you?
Eddie and I are shooting a big video for the Kansas State Fair that the Raging Idiots are playing at later this year. So we're going to do that after the show. We got some practicing to do today. We'll be in Austin tonight as well. And we're going over there because we'll be on the show tomorrow, by the way, live show tomorrow. But Eddie and I are playing in San Antonio Friday night and Austin on Saturday night and then just going to spend some time over there for a few days.
Yeah.
So catch up with a bunch of friends. But just normal stuff. We got another good podcast going up tomorrow with Ingrid Andress. We did last night. Yeah, it's good.
We're popping them out this week.
Crushing them, man. Great ones. Great content. So search and subscribe to the Bobbycast. And then if you wouldn't mind, go and like rate it. Even if you've never listened, go and talk about how it's the best podcast ever because it does help us move up. Do you know that?
No, I don't. I mean, I know that it's good. But
ask people to subscribe and then to write reviews because the more you get, the more it kind of moves up the chart.
Yeah. I mean, I just felt like it was good for people to see, but I didn't know it made it move up. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, anyway, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Appreciate you being here. You could listen to any show in the whole world, but you listen to us, and we appreciate that. So, thank you so much. We will see you. Hey, tomorrow, the draft, we're drafting Mikes, M-I-K-E, Mikes, Michaels, Mike, you know, Mike and Ike.
Yeah, sure.
Who you never know.
Anything.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.